I had to run errands in North Seattle, so I thought instead of going to my usual grocery store location, I would go to the one located in North Seattle. Research shows that it's good for the brain to break up your routine, challenge it with new things like a new or unfamiliar grocery store. I will attest to the fact that it really does challenge the brain. I was up and down the aisles of the grocery store looking for the items on my list. I had to backtrack several times, realizing I missed something or that an item was in a different place than where I expected it to be. My brain was getting a workout for sure. Despite trolling most of the aisles, I could not find the sun-dried tomatoes I needed for my grilled eggplant recipe. I found the sun-dried tomatoes packed in oil, but not the dried ones. And for some reason in a grocery store, I'm like a man who refuses to ask for directions. I'll happily ask for directions, but I won't ask where an item is in a grocery store if I have to track down a clerk to do so. When I finally gave up and went to check out, the very pleasant young man who was ringing my items up asked, "Did you find everything you were looking for?" I shared that I didn't, that I couldn't find dried, sun-dried tomatoes. He looked perplexed and somewhat sheepish. He finally said he'd help me if he knew where they were. I got the sense that the line behind me made him not want to stop what he was doing and call someone to find what I was looking for. I have actually had this happen before at other grocery stores. I think the clerks are told it's a good thing to ask, but then they aren't trained on what to do if the customer couldn't find an item. Or maybe the clerk really doesn't want to have to do the work to find the item. At any rate, it left a bad taste in my mouth. I wanted to say, "Why are you asking me if you can't help me?" Companies can't just adopt one or two practices to be customer service oriented. Great customer service has to be practiced throughout the whole organization, and the employees must be trained and supported to go the extra mile. Perhaps the grocery store had instructed its clerks on what to do if a customer couldn't find an item, and perhaps it came down to laziness on the employee's part. Or perhaps the employee had also been told to speed up if there were more than two people in his or her lane. At any rate, if companies want to be customer service oriented, they can't institute a couple of niceties and call it a day. And if you are an employee, do everything you can to help a customer, even if it inconveniences you. You will impress the customer, help the company, and help yourself as the company realizes what a great employee you are. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.